Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, and we left off yesterday at the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Al Mono Lekoyin Godl, Grusha Bachalutza Lekoyin Hedjit, Mino Eirisin Lo Yoichlu Betruma. You have an Al Mono who's married to a Koyin Godl. We know that that's prohibited. Parshas Emor, it says a Koyin Godl is not allowed to marry an Al Mono. A Koyin is not allowed to marry a Grusha Bachalutza, Koyin Hedjit, that is. What happens if they violated the law and they did get married after all? Now we're only talking at this point of erisin. We're not talking about nisuin. Says our Mishnah, "Amon l'kayin gadol grush v'chlutz kayin hedjimina erisin v'yoychlu betruma." They cannot go and eat truma. Now, why can they not go and eat truma? Now let's think about this for a moment. Normally, let's assume this was a regular. Normal case, not a kedushi avera, a kedushi mutur mutter, a kedushi reshus. Everything is great. A koyin marries a bas yisrael, and there's only erisin.
Can't eat.
They also can't eat truma. So what are we adding by saying in the Mishnah? Because it was kedushi avera, they can't eat betruma. Even if it was kedushi heter, everything was done perfectly. Now we of course spoke about yesterday that min hatoyra erisin you can eat betruma. The only reason why Midrabanan, the Chacham said, don't allow for eating truma after Erisin, is for two reasons. One reason that what Rashi quoted yesterday, of Shema Yashka, Shema Tashka.
He had mislabeled in the refrigerator.
Mislabeled in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be a mislabeling. It could be that the Chosin sends his Kala some delicacies once a month, for instance, the Kovadur Shchoidish, to endear himself to her and her to him, that Mir Shem, when they get to the point of Nisuin, in another few months, in a year, that they'll both be very, very happy and joyous and look forward with great expectation, anticipation to that wonderful day. And since he's going to send her all of these care packages, it's just going to be too much for her to eat, number one. And number two, all of her siblings are going to say, "Ooh, wow, look what the Chusin sent you. Wow, I haven't seen such a Danish like that in years. And that piece of Napoleon, and this and that, and that and this, and it really looks delicious." But it turns out that since he's a Koyin, what he's sending is Truma. So she's allowed to eat at Minatoira. However, they're not allowed to eat because they're not married. They are just siblings of the Kala. So we're afraid that by accident, she's going to give them to eat or to drink from some of the wonderful things that the Chosin has sent. And that's why the Rabbanan said, you know what, let's wait until Nisuin, because Nisuin, then they're going to live in one house together, and she's not going to have siblings looking around and saying, "What did you get today, and what came in the package?" Because they are not going to live under the same roof together with those siblings. And then there's another reason given because of Simpoin, that we're afraid that subsequently she's going to find out that he has some sort of blemish, some sort of mum, that she didn't realize until now, and then afterwards will turn out to be Kedushei Toz. Okay, but that's all Midraban. Min HaToira, you're allowed to go and eat mina erisin. And midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat. So now when our Mishnah says, Rabbi, we are just in the Mishnah on Nun Vav Amid Beis. So when our Mishnah says, mina erisin liyechul betruma, l'choy, it's not just a case of a kedushi haveira, but any kedushin, they cannot go and eat betruma. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Note that Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshirin, they say it's okay, it's not a problem. When will it be a problem? Only when it comes to the Nisuan stage, and then they're going to be mechalel her, meaning that if the Kohen Gadol lives with an almana, or the Kohen will live the Grusha v'chalutza, and then they'll become a chalola, and as a result, from that point on, they won't be allowed to go and eat truma. But at this point, no physical act has taken place, other than kesek kedushin or ishtar. And so therefore, Rabbi Lozer Shimon said that it's mutter, that it's not mutter, but that machshirin, she can eat truma after all.
It's ironic because her ability to eat truma is because she's married to him, which is fully enforced when she's married. But when she's married, actually, it blows it up. It blows up that hechsher.
Okay. So now the question is, why does the Tanna Kamma tell us only in the case of Kedusha Veira lo yoichlu betruma, when l'choyre even kedushei heter lo yoichlu betruma midrabanan, that you don't eat mina erisin? So there are two pshatim here in Rashi. We'll see first the pshat in Rashi on the Mishnah. which is parallel to our Mishnah. The Rashi Masis min ha'eris and le'yechu b'tshuma. Mishoch sheniskad shuli elu kedushi aveira nifsala milechu b'tshuma de'beinash. In Bas Koyen he. What the Mishnah is telling us, not le'yechu b'tshuma, that they are not ma'achil b'tshuma. A Koyen is never ma'achil b'tshuma midrabonim min ha'erisim. But it means that they independently cannot go and eat truma de beinasha. De beinasha means from their own parents' home. So if you're talking about a kohen gadol who's marrying an almana who is a bas kohen, or you're talking about a kohen hedyud who's marrying a grush of a chalutza who is a bas kohen, that until now did eat betruma. Why did she eat betruma? Because she's a bas kohen. She's from the kohen's family. That's why she was eating truma until now. However, if she marries now into Kedusha Aveira, now she cannot, she's not allowed to eat Truma any longer. While Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon say, no, she can continue to eat because the only time that she becomes Nischalila, that she becomes profaned, she loses her Kedusha, and therefore loses her right to go and eat Truma, if there was an actual Bia, an actual physical act. If you look at the next Rashi, Reb Blazer, Reb Shimon, Machshirin, Achitiboy Aloy, Tase chalala, tiyase chalala. When there'll be a bia, then she'll become nischala. Kirchsev, it said in the pasuk, lo yechalel zera bi'amav, shnei chilulim, echad lo v'yechal zara. The loshen lo yechalel are two lamets. You could have said lo yachel zera bi'amav. Lo shnei lo yechalel zara bi'amav. Lo yechalel tells us that the two shnei chilulim. That number one, the woman becomes a chalala, and number two, the child becomes a chalala. Or a chalal, depending on the gender. But the point is, since she becomes this chalal, now she loses her right. So the leyoichlu betruma is not that they don't feed betruma, but the women lose their right that they had until now to eat truma. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Rashi, however, if you look at Rashi, the first narrow lines, or I should say the first wide lines, toim bekedusha aveir sheyoshloi, we're already quoting from the Gemara, the koyin zeh machel. Second line, kach shemati v'libi megamgim. I'm not so happy with this pshat. Without going into the reasons why, when, skipping now another couple of lines, I'm now on the third wide line all the way down below. Loshin acher v'u ikr. A new pshat, says Rashi in the Mishnah. This is the ikr pshat. What is that? We start again. Amon l'kayin god, l'kayin shvachut, l'kayin hedim, and eiris l'yach v'tshuma. Says Rashi, bein bebas koyin, bein bebas Yisrael kamayri. Oh, not only talking about Bas Koyin, but also Bas Yisrael. Bas Koyin Kirpurishis, that we already explained, that she loses her right to go and eat Truma that she had until now, because she becomes Nischalala, either already at that time, at the time of Eirisin, or according to Blazer of Shimon, only later on, at the time of Nisuin. However, what about Bas Yisrael? Bas Yisrael couldn't eat any way but Truma. Zorkietz Vaiter Rashi. Bas Yisrael, Valiba, the Mishnah Rishonah, the Ksuvas. Next time when we get to Ksuvas, we'll see the two Mishnayas. In the earlier Mishnah, it says, Higia Zman, Valinisu, Oichlois Mishaloi, the Oichlois Betruma. Ah, even though Midrabban said that if a woman only had Erisin, she does not get the right to go and eat Truma until Nisuin. What happens if the Chosin dilly dallies and delays? He doesn't do an immediate nisuin. When I say immediate, he's supposed to do it within a year. What happens if the yard site has passed, the anniversary has passed, and the kala says, "Nu nuchus, what's going on? Yeah, I'm getting ready. Give me a chance. They're sewing up my beautiful suit, and we're getting the musicians, and we're getting the flowers and all the rest. We're working on it. The florist, exactly. The photographer, we're working on it." So if he continues to delay, he gives man v'lein nisu, then oichas mishaloi, then the bezin can force the chosin to start paying her food, giving her food, oichas betruma, and now she can eat betruma, even though there was no nisuin yet. V'kam Rameyus, now Rameyus now comments on that Mishnah as a footnote, that amon l'koyin gadol avabishi kedusha of kedushin, v'kinyin kasvi. And therefore, under normal circumstances, she should be able to go and eat truma, not only min ha-toyra, but even midrabanan, because he gives manoi. Here, loy toichal betruma, kishar ha-arusois lekoyin she'oichlois min ha-toyra, not like other arusois that min ha-toyra eat anyway under all circumstances. And Midrabanan would eat at least after the Higiyah Zmanoi for the time of Nisuan if he delayed. However, here the Arusa does not eat. My time of the Mishtameris Lebias Aveira. The Gemara is going to also use the term Mishtameris Lebia Psula. Even though technically this Erisin didn't do anything, he just gave her ring, just gave her shtar, and yes, as a result, of course, they are married. If they wanted to get divorced, he would have to go and give a get, because the Kedushin is Toifsin here b'chiyuv elavin, except for Rabbi Kiva. And we're talking about chiyuv kahuna, which is an Isra lav, since they are married. However, since this marriage is destined to lead to her becoming this chalel, if and when there will be in the soon will there be a bia, that's called mishtameres lebias aveiro, mishtameres lebia psula. Then the chacham said, no, we don't want the women to go and eat. Even the Bas Yisrael, after the year is over, when normally she would be entitled to eat, here we're saying, we put a stop and say, no, don't. It's in a sense, it's a disincentive or perhaps a penalty. People should not go and do this type of aveira of a mon of the kohen gadol kriyat shema very hedyot, because it's only going to inure to her as a liability for her and not as an income. It continues right to the Rashi, but that's only according to Meir. That's the Tanna Kamma. For plus of Shimon Machshir and Dokinin Kaspi, the Imishim Chalola are called Zman Shleibole Loi Neschala until the Zman Biel Neschala, and the blood of Shimon do not hold the Svara of Mishtameres Lebias Aveira. So then going back now to our Mishnah. We start the Mishnah again. Not like the original Pshat of Rashi, this is only talking about a Bas Koy, but it's even talking about a Bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael never eats Mina Erisin, so what's the Chiddush of the Tanna Kamma? It's talking about even, like the Mishnah Rishonin, Ksubas, that a year's man, that a year has already passed, and he hasn't gone and proposed yet, or he hasn't set a date for the Nisuan, that normally she could eat Betruma. Here, Lo Yoichel Betruma. Not because the woman has become nischala, nothing wrong, but the reason is because mishtameres lebias aver. They said as long as they haven't engaged yet in an actual avera of bia, then it's okay. We allow the women to continue to eat truma. Nisarmuli niskarshu. What happens if this marriage doesn't last? Either because the husband passed away, that she becomes a widow, or she's a divorcee, gives a get. See, now it depends. If you're talking about minisuin, of course they're going to be possible, because now she's mamish neschala, and therefore she becomes possible forever. She will never be able to eat truma any longer. Minaerisin, however, she can. Now, according to Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, it's a double poshut. Madach, during the period of Erisin, they said that she can eat truma. Now that this chasen has terminated and there's nothing more to talk about, then avada she can continue eating truma if it's mibeinasha from her parents' home. And even if not, if this is a Bas Yisrael who intends now to remarry to a koyin, it should be she's not nischala and she's allowed to go and eat. So now, according to Blazer Shim, that's no chiddush. The chiddush is even according to Rameir. And what's the reason why, according to Rameir, she can now eat truma? Because the whole problem until now was she was mishtameres lebias aveira. However, since the husband passed away or gave her a get mina erisin, they're never going to have a bias aveira. Why? Because they're never going to consummate. He died or he gave her a get. Oh, so then the mishtameres lebias psula bi aveira already ends. The svar no longer applies. So then yoichel betruma, that she can go, she is kosher to eat truma. Yeah.
That's true. If he died, but if she's divorced from the Erisin, then she's a grusha again. She's a grusha. She's a serial grusha.
Absolutely.
So she once again, she's. Why are we saying? Yeah, she's no longer a shemeres lebias aveira from the first guy, from this actually her second husband. She was ready to divorce say before.
Mm-hmm.
So from her second husband, who was the subject of the resha, she's now a grusha from the second guy.
She's a double grusha.
So why are we saying, so if you're saying in the first instance she can't eat truma because she's a grusha and she's shomeres lebias vera, certainly in the second case, if it's a nisgarsha, I understand nisarmala, but a nisgarshu.
Yeah. So you know what she's going to do? She's going to go marry Yisrael or a lady. She's not going to marry a kohen anymore. because she knows I'm not there. I know I've suffered long enough, says this young lady. For months and months I was waiting to go and eat truma, and my husband gave me
So why is it saying nisgarish? So just take out these words. Nisgarishu mina erisin ksheris. If she is nisgarish from erisin to a kohen, she's kosher to eat truma beinasha. Again, talk about truma beinasha.
Until she gets married to truma beinasha. Mm-hmm. If and when she wants to marry another kohen, then we'll get back to the same machlokes
at Tanakama. Okay, thank you.
No problem. Zokimura, Tanya. We learned in the Brice. Umar Meir. Now, our Mishnah didn't identify the Tanakama is, but as we know, typically a Stam Mishnah is Rameir. So Rameir said in our Mishnah that if you have these Kedushi Aveira Loyoich Lebetruma, says Rameir Abakalva Choymer, Uma Kedushi Rishus Ein Ma'achilin, if you're talking about a normal Kedushi Rishus, Kedushi Rishus means where there's no Aveira whatsoever. Rashi says, for instance, a Yisrael that married a Bas Koyin. Nothing wrong with that. Ein machilin. She cannot go and eat truma. Why not? Because he's a Yisrael. She's a Bas Koyin. Yisrael cannot be machil. Ein machil. Kedusha Aveira, here when you have a Kedusha Aveira, oy, 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 when you're talking about Almon of the Koyin God, or Kedusha of the Koyin Hedjit, like Koshkin the Chavad and Avada ein machil, because you have a Kedusha Aveira. That's for Rameh. Umr Lois, the blessed of Shimon said, Rameh, we don't understand your Kal V'choymer. Loi. There's never ever an opportunity for a Yisrael to be machel anyone betruma. After all, he's Yisrael. So it's not just, I'm sorry?
He's out of the parsha.
Out of the parsha, exactly. Toyim of Kedush Aveira, in the case here of the Koyin Godel and the Koyin, Shekin Yeshla Lahachel B'mokam Acher. If it were not for an almana or grusha v'chalutza, respectively, for the kohen gadol and the kohen hedjit, then the kohen would be machel the mokem acher. So maybe he's machel here too. Your kal v'choim is based on, in the case of kedusha rishus, not machel. So kedusha aveira the chavada. Yeah, but the kedusha rishus, the Yisrael doesn't have the authority, the right, the power to go and be machel anytime, every time. It's out of the parish, zoktach brother Shai. It's a kedusha aveira like kosher the chavana vada. How can you go and bring now a right to Kedusha Aveira, which is talking about a coin, where the coin normally is Ma'achil Betruma? So maybe here too, he could be Ma'achil Betruma. What's the Raya? Amra Blaz, Amra Boishia. Okay, period. So that's the end of the discussion between Ramey and Blaz Reb Shimon. They had a bit of a give and take, and they have the Machloikis in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to jump from the Isser Lav and Tikahuna to the Isser Lav of a Psua Zaka. The Torah says, "La'yolei tzuadaka krus shavcha b'kal Hashem." Thank you very much. Amr Bosh. La'yolei tzuadaka krus shavcha b'kal Hashem. Tzuadaka and krus shavcha are both people that unfortunately are sterile, men that cannot go and have children because there is some physical problem with either the aver or with the testicles down below that the person cannot have children. Rachman Litzlan. So the halacha is liyav b'kal Hashem. He's not allowed to go and marry a normal, regular Jewish girl because that's an issue just like liyav mamzer b'kal Hashem, liyav p'tzuadaka b'kal Hashem. So now it says in the pasuk, says Gemara, "Blozar b'pshar oishia p'tzuadaka koyin shekidesh bas Yisrael." What happens if you have a koyin that nebuch is a p'tzuadaka and he was mekadesh bas Yisrael? So now this sounds very similar to our Mishnah. Only difference is our Mishnah is talking about Isurei Kahuna. He's talking about a generic Isurlav generally. So the question is, what's the halacha then? Could the Bas Yisrael eat or not eat? Bana l'machloikas Rameh v'rablaz Rav Shimon. Same machloikas. L'meyah the Yom Mishnah Meres l'biya p'sula d'ya raisa l'yachla. According to Rameh that says that if she's Mishnah Meres l'biya p'sula d'ya raisa, meaning that she got married and the Erisin alone did not cause a chilul yet. However, Mishnah Meres, she's waiting for a Bia Psula that will be mechalal her eventually because of the pasuk that says, L'yichalal zara bi'am of shnei chilul makosim medaber, echad lo v'yechad lezara. So now she's Mishnah Meres of Bia Psula. And therefore, L'yochla. Just like we said in the Mishnah Rameh, it says L'yochla. Here too L'yochla. Ho nami L'yochla. However, L'blaz of Rav Shimon di Amri, Mishnah Meres of Bia Psula, D'araisa, is achla. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon said, we don't believe in this, we don't hold this svar, Mishnah Meres l'biya psula, and therefore she can eat, like it says in the Mishnah Machshirin, ha'nami achla. See here too, nothing occurred as a result of the initial erusin. The iser is only going to be when they will live together. So yet mishtameres will be a psula. If and when that happens, then we'll have an issue. But at this time, it's still kosher. They should be able to go and eat b'truma. So either it's talking about if it's l'moshel a bas koyin, she can continue eating truma d'beinasha from her household. And if we're talking about a bas yisrael, like Rashi learned before, if it's a year after the original erusin, they were not koyvei as man, then she can continue eating, or she can start eating truma as a result of her erusin to her husband, the p'tzudah. So, l'chayr, on the surface, the two cases are very, very similar, even though our Mishnah is talking about Yisuri Lav de Kahuna, and this is talking about a generic Isalav of Psuadaka, but in both cases, at the time of Erisin, nothing really happened. It's only Mishtameres Labia Psula, and Rameir holds the Svar of Mishtameres Labia Psula, and that's why it's Aser, and the Blazer of Shimon do not hold of this Svar. So, Timara Mimai, what's the Raya? Dilma Ad Kamikam Rablazer of Shimon Hosam Eladi Yeshlu Lahachel Mokam Acher. Remember in the dialogue that we had briefly in the Braisa between Reb Meir and between Blazer Reb Shimon, Reb Meir says, I'll prove it to you that she cannot go and eat truma. Madach, she cannot eat truma b'kedusha erishus. And certainly she can't eat b'kedusha aveira. And what did Reb Blazer Reb Shimon say? How can you bring a right for kedusha erishus? Over there, the husband who's a Yisrael can never be machel anytime, anywhere. Mashenken b'kedusha aveira, normally the kohen can be machel. It's just over here you have an aveira. But who says that that causes there to be an iser to go and eat betruma at this time? Says Uktimara, Mimai Dumul Adkan, they come to the blood of Shimon Hossam in our Mishnah that it's mutter, El Diyeshla Lahachel Mamokan Acher. That this koyin in our Mishnah, although now it's taka true, he married a Grusha v'chalutza. What happens if he would not marry a Grusha v'chalutza? What happens if he gives a get to this Grusha v'chalutza? And he marries instead a psula, a lady that was never married. Or for that matter, when you're talking about a Kohen Hedjit, he married even Alamana. Then he would be able to be machel, mokamacher. There's nothing wrong with that. A vadi can be machel. And that's why they say in our Mishnah, kosher, machshirin. Avul hoch, in our case, but the Ptzu Daka, the Ptzu Daka cannot be machel anybody, anywhere, anytime, because unfortunately he's a Ptzu Daka. So anytime he's going to go and live with any lady, a Bas Yisrael, Bas Kohen, whatever, she's only going to come in this chawla for purposes of kahuna, because of the fact that liyavai tzuadaka kreshofka b'kal Hashem. So therefore, it becomes now similar to the Yisrael, who is never machil m'mokim acher, and maybe they would agree with the Reb Meir, the daka liyoychle b'truma. Since this tzuadaka cannot be machil anybody at any time, einachanami, maybe taka, they would agree to Reb Meir that it's also to eat already, now.
Is the Ptzu Daka Kohen himself prohibited from eating truma?
No, he can eat. But maybe you're going to go and tell me, No. He can be machel b'mokim acher. Where can he be machel b'mokim acher? B'basgerim. What means b'basgerim? So we're going to have a discussion shortly in our Gemara legabe whether Ptzu Daka is allowed to go and marry, for that matter, not only Ptzudaka, whether Kohen is allowed to go and marry a Giyoris or not. Do we assume that every single Giyoris is either a Chalola or a Zoyna? We're going to have a three-way machlokes about that further down on the Omid. But at the moment, we're not focusing on the Kohen aspect, we're focusing more on the Ptzudaka aspect. And that is, the Torah says, Le'yovoi Ptzudaka u'chroshofcha b'kal Hashem. What does Kal Hashem mean? It means to go and marry within the Jewish people. No, that's what we're talking about here. Now, we're not talking about marrying someone from Armenia, from Ukraine, from Australia. We're talking about Jewish people. So why is it Kal Hashem? So because of that, there's a big machloikis throughout Shas, where the Kal Geirim Ikri Kohol or Lav Ikri Kohol. While we, of course, welcome in all Geirim into our midst, V'haftim is a Ger, we love Geirim, and they energize us, and they give us greater feelings of Baruch Hashem. Other people, Gentiles, realize that Hashem hu Elokim, and this is wonderful, etc., etc. But nevertheless, the question is, do they get to the status of Kehal Hashem? So some say yes, and some say not. So those that hold that Kehal Geirim loy ikri kohol, and therefore a Ptzu Daka would be able to go and marry and live with a Giyoris. Why can he go marry a Giyoris? Because Liyovi Ptsuadaki Bekal Hashem. In Kal Gerun Liyikri Kol. So he can go and marry a Giyoris. Ah, that's talking about a Ptsuadaki generally. So now if I have a Kohen who's a Ptsuadaki, and assuming that a Kohen is allowed to go and marry a Giyoris, which is going to be a hot issue later down on the Amud, I think Gemara is going to talk about that in yet another second. But the point is, then I could have a hechatimta of a koyin tzuadaka being machil b'mokim acher, and that is if the koyin tzuadaka married a giyoris, a bas geirim, then he would be able to be machil because he's allowed to marry her. Says Zokti Yimar, v'chitayim, mohochen nami yesh lehachal mokim acher, lehachal b'bas geirim, v'mi boye boye l'Rabbi Yochanan mir boishia. In fact, this is the very shayla that Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to talk about this about halfway down the Amud Miyatz Hashem. And Rabbi Yochanan was not poishit the shayla. L'chayri should have been poishit, should have said, yes, avada, you can go and eat a mokam acher. Why is the Gemara bringing this shayla up by Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan? Because, remember, it was Rabbi Yochanan here on the Amud base, Amr Blaza, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that said that the identical machlokes we have in our Mishnah would be also the gabi a koyin to a daka, where according to Blaz Reb Shimon machshinun would be able to go and eat. Freitimara, 1 second. The whole svara of Reb Blaz Reb Shimon in our Mishnah was because yeshlum lahachil mokem acher, but up to a daka koyin lechayir cannot be machil anybody in mokem acher. So Timara, no, the koyin to a daka perhaps could be machil bas geirim. So therefore, we do have another outlet, another place, machel mukam acher, and so therefore it's a very good tushtel. So why did the Gemara say tilma kamli kamar? Maybe the two cases are not the same. The cases are exactly the same. Zok Gemara, and if we're going to say that, then we're going to have a stira Reb Yochanan on Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan is the one that said that Ptsuadaka koyin is the same case as our Mishnah. Now we're saying ay lechoyra Tzuadaka is different than our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah the Kohen can be machel mukam acher, but Tzuadaka cannot be machel mukam acher. No, Tzuadaka can also be machel mukam acher. But bas geirim, really? Then how come when Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Yochanan, why v'loy pashut lei? Why did he say, I'm dumbfounded, I don't know the answer, I cannot answer your question? He should have said, avada they can be machel bas geirim. Avada they can be machel mukam acher. But the fact that he didn't answer that he left it as an open question, so I have now, if you will, a steer, or at least a kasha Reb Yochanan on Reb Yochanan. If you look at the top toises, just the first few words, he's asking a steer, Reb Yochanan and Reb Yochanan. Here Reb Yochanan on the Amud Beis assumed that the two cases are basically halachically identical. Here the Gemara is saying they're not identical, because the coin of our Mishnah can be machel mukamacher, and Ptsuadaka cannot be machel mukamacher. Frey Timur, yes, it can be. You go by the Bas Geirim case. Why didn't Reb Yochanan answer? Yes, but Bas Geirim, you can be machel mukamacher. The fact that Reb Yochanan didn't answer Reb Yochanan's question is a simon that's not so simple. Maybe a Ptsuadaka cannot be machel mukamacher. Then how did Reb Yochanan tell to the two cases and say that the two cases are similar from a halachic standpoint?
Does it matter that in one case it's Reb Elazar and Reb Yochanan, and the other case is Reb Yochanan vis-a-vis Reb Yochanan? I mean, Reb Elazar is a student of Reb Yochanan, but it's just we're focusing on Reb Yochanan.
Yes, Reb Yochanan, because Reb Elazar is repeating in the name of Reb Yochanan.
Okay.
Reb Elazar, Reb Yochanan. Here, Reb Yochanan asks the Reb Yochanan, who is the Baal HaMemra, what's the din by Ptsuadaka? A koyin, can he be machel? He should have said, avada he can be machel. Otherwise, what's the tushtel that Reb Yochanan did between our Mishnah and the case of the Ptsuadaka?
Bas geirim, it's not yoris, it's bas geirim. Mm-hmm. It feels like, is there a difference between a woman who's...
We're going to talk about that, okay. Mishnah, as we get.
Thank you.
And, no problem. Ptsuadaka, the condition is toe-face. It's
except the condition.
It says you can't, he's over and allowed.
Correct.
But the condition is toe-face.
Correct.
Not like a
Israel chorus. Exactly right. So now this Itmar, says Rashi, we're trying to answer the question. Are the two the same or not? L'choyre, they're not the same because the Ptsuadaka ain't lo l'hachal mokam acher. And now we come up with two other avenues that the Ptsuadaka is machal mokam acher. Itmar abayi amahoy l'machila beloy yidoh. What means below yado? Below yado is a very, very nice term that the Chazal are using, not to be gross. Below yado means that he initially, at the time of Nisuin, the husband, the Kohen, was totally normal, and she was totally normal, if you will. They got married, no problem. Subsequent to that, unfortunately, he became a Betzua Daka. And from the Betzua Daka moment and on, he never lived with her anymore intimately. And therefore, the Lashon below Yedoah, if you see there's an asterisk that takes you to the left-hand margin, and for those of you that don't have the asterisk, you have an Aleph Beis or Gimel or something, it says, Meloshin v'odam yoda eschava ishtoi. So yoda means to live together in intimacy between a husband and wife. And therefore, what Gemara is telling is, yes, the Betzua Daka can be ma'achil when it was grandfathered in. How was it grandfathered in? Originally, we got married. He was normal, she was normal, everything was great. No iser, nothing, no problem. So, since he was a Kohen, she was a Bas Yisrael, for instance, she ate truma, no problem, everything was great. Unfortunately, a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, there's some sort of industrial accident, Rachmon Litzlan, he became Nebuchad Betzua Daka Krishavcha. Now, from this point on, he's no longer allowed to go and live with her. He's not going to live with her. Not going to live with her. They just remain married, and they have separate bedrooms, if you will.
Right.
So says Yimara, Abai Yomah, Oyla Machila B'lo Yedah. If they continue being married, and he continues, and he does not continue to live with her, it's below yidah, there's no idea of living together, then she continues eating truma. Oh, so I have a Petzua Daka, that is machel. It's not from the post-Petzua Daka era, it's already from the pre-Petzua Daka era, but it continues on, even post-Petzua Daka. So therefore, how does she continue eating betruma? Aye, she's married to Petzua Daka, because the Petzua Daka is machel b'mokemacher under these very strange or unique circumstances.
She's not shomer Labia Savera then?
Exactly.
It's removed, the fact, it's no longer an operative threat.
I don't know that you have to worry about Mishomeris Labia Psula, because that's all the concern according to Rameir. The Blazer of Shimon don't subscribe to the idea of Mishomeris Labia Psula.
Thank you.
All we're trying to go and find is the similarity between our case and the case of the Mishnah, and we're saying, here, but our Mishnah, the Koyin Ki Machel Mukamacher, here, but Tzua Daka cannot. I found the case of Tzua Daka can. And that is that he only became a Tzua Daka subsequently, but she can continue eating truma. Rava Omar Hayu Machilum Bavadu B'Shiv Chayisav HaKanan. As we know, when a Koyin goes and buys an Eved or a Shivcha, automatically, a Shivcha can start eating the truma. So in the Pasuk, the Koyin Ki Yikna Nevesh Kinyan Kas Boy Hu Yoichel Boy. So he's certainly no problem with the Koyin Tzua Daka being machal avodim and shvachos, that's no iser about. So therefore, is machal mokamach. So now, lechoyer, both of these answers work. Why didn't Abaye give Rava's answer? Why didn't Rava give Abaye's answer? Abaye, makarava kinyan deishas, makinyan deishas yofin, and kinyan deishas, makinyan avodim. The whole focus of our mission, this whole discussion of the Gemara, is talking about kinyan deishas. Here, you're talking about bringing the arai from avodim. Don't bring a arai from avodim shvachos. It's like you're trying to bring a arai from black to white, white to black, day to night. You know, it's two different parts.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges. Oh, very good. Oh, that's a very different story. Had he been a Petzua Daka from the outset, everybody would agree that they would not be able to go, she would not be able to go and eat truma. However, because of the fact that she already ate, no, she was grandfathered in, you can't bring a riot from the grandfather case. Fabai shikvar ochla yamrina. You know why I don't subscribe to what Rava just said? The Eloi Teimachi, if you're going to go and tell me the Svar, Shekvar Achla. Bas Yisrael, this is the Koyin mess. Meichel, Shekvar Achla. Why don't you say every single time, a Koyin marries a Bas Yisrael? They lived together for 5 years, 10 years, and Baruch Hashem, she ate truma the whole time, and now unfortunately, he died.
Without children.
Without children. Zera Eilo, what happens now? Then she cannot go and eat any longer. Why not? Why don't you say Shekvar Achla for 5 years? Every single day she ate truma, 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 no problem. So you see that the time comes and it ends. So Ibazoi, the fact that you said the Petzua Daka, until now they ate, that's Leimal of Leimoyer. Now he's a Petzua Daka and she can continue eating in the post Petzua Daka era. So therefore, don't tell me Shekvar Achla. But Rava, don't compare our case of a Tzua Daka to Bas Yisrael to a Koyin that passed away. Hazabaka Kinyane. There the Kinyan ended, it stopped. How did the Kinyan end? Because Nebuchadnezzar Koyin passed away. That's why she can no longer continue eating. Hachalei paka kinyame. Here the kinyan did not stop. It continues on. So that's the reason why she can continue eating. Not because the betzua daka can be machal. The betzua daka cannot be machal. She's eating only because of the fact that originally when she started eating truma, she was not married to a betzua daka. She was married to a normal kayin. Unfortunately, subsequently became a betzua daka. Even shekvar akla, she was grandfathered in, she can continue eating. As opposed to when a kohen marries a Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael, and dies, you can't compare because they're pakin kenyana. It's a total new world after he goes and gives her a get or after he dies. But here they continue living, they continue to be husband and wife, even though they cannot live together. Anyway, so with these two answers, we have Baruch Hashem resolved our initial kasha on Reb Loza Omer Reb Yishia, and we're saying that the case of Petua Daka is sufficiently on all fours to our Mishnah that you'd have the exact same machloikas where the Reb Meir would hold that lo yoichel betruma, and Reb Loza Reb Yishia would hold, yes, you can eat truma after all. Now, since we spoke about this boi menei Reb Yochanan, mei Reb Yishia, now we're going to go into this from here to the bottom of the Omud. Gufa boi menei Reb Yochanan, Reb Yishia. Petua Daka, koyin. Shenosa bas gerim, ma'u she'achilena bitruma. You have a bas koyin, you have a p'tua daka who's a koyin. He went and married a bas gerim, and you heard already, Barry already pointed out, it doesn't say giyoyis, it says the daughter of gerim. We're going to talk about that shortly. What's the din? Can she eat truma or not? So the Gemara is assuming that a p'tua daka koyin that marries a regular bas Yisrael, she cannot eat truma, because they're violating the iser of, and here we're talking about nisuin, we're not just talking about erusin. Shenosa. So then she's not mishtameres the b'psula, she's engaging in b'psula, and then I have the problem of l'chalel, that would be shnei chilulin, and she would begin the schala and finish, she wouldn't be able to eat shum. The question is basgeir. Zokti Mar said, that's what the shala Rabbi Yochanan posed, and ishtik v'leim alev midi, he, Rabbi Yochanan, did not answer the question. Why didn't he answer? Mar is going to tell us. L'soif, osikav rabba achrina. Shortly thereafter, day or two later, a week later, whatever, came another chosh of the yid. Who was that? As we'll see in a moment, it was Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan's brother-in-law, who and he asked on a totally different subject. Doesn't tell us what it was about. Maybe Hilchas Shabbos, maybe Hilchas Shmita. He asked about something else. And Rabbi Yishia graciously answered the question. Umana, who was the person who asked? It was Reish Lakish. Is Omalei Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, little Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was an Einikol, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was an Amoira. Says now to Rabbi Yishia, Otter Rabbi Yochanan Lav Gav Rabu, the first questioner, who is Rabbi Yochanan, isn't he also Chashim and Lench? Who said that? No, so why didn't he go, why didn't you answer his question? When Reish Lakish comes in, you answer him graciously and nicely. Why didn't you answer Rabbi Yochanan's question? You think I didn't want to answer him? I don't have the answer. I don't know, you know. I went through my computer mind, I went through the whole Shulchan Aruch, I went through the whole Rambam, I went through all the Tshuvas, and I don't know the answer. Not because I didn't want to answer him, that's why I didn't answer. And that was what the Gemara concluded before. If Rabbi Yishia holds that the two cases are on all fours, he should have answered, yes, machu b'mokem macher, in which case, the case of the basket. That was the Gemara before. Now, the Gemara now on its own, Rashi says, this is no longer Rabbi Yishia talking, because Rabbi Yishia said, I'm stupefied, I'm dumbfounded, I don't have any answer. But rather, the Gemara is now asking on its own, let we ourselves try to analyze this question and come up with an answer. And what the Gemara does now, we're going to quote three Tanoim. First we're going to have Rabbi Yehuda, then we're going to have Rabbi Yosi, and at the end we're going to have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. All three of these are Tanoim who are brought later on in our Masechta and Daf Ayin Vov in a Mishnah, which is going to talk about this very, very Inyan that we're talking about. It's up to you. Who are we speaking about? Leman, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Biktushasei Koi, ben La Biktushasei Koi, Loi Achla. If you talk about Rabbi Yehuda, Sai, if the person is in his full Kedusha, Sai, if it's not in the full Kedusha, Loi Achla. Now what does that mean? Ibiktushasei Koi, Loi Achla. The Omamar, Bas Ger Zohar, Ki Bas Cholo Zohar. Again, this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have the Bas Ger who wants to marry a Koyin, just like a Koyin cannot go and marry the daughter of a Cholo because she has the status of a Chalala, he cannot go marry the daughter of a Ger because she has the same status like the Ger himself, and therefore, just like the Ger The ger, of course, he himself can't go and marry a kohen. We're just saying, just like the cholol is nischalel, the ger also, because of the fact that we are concerned that goyish women that join the Jewish religion, either they themselves geyaris, or even the daughter of a ger, has the same status, that they are not allowed to go and marry a kohen. Why not? Because they have the status either of a zoyna or a chalal. So that's if you hold b'kedushasei koyle achla, because he had no right to go and marry her in the first place. It would be kedusha abeda. Ila b'kedushasei koy, if you're telling me that there is no kedusha, now what means that there is kedusha, not kedusha? We're talking about the koyin himself is a ptsuadaka, which is of course the shaila of our gemara. So if he remains in his kedusha as a full-fledged kohen, even though Nebuch is a Ptzua Daka and he's not allowed to go and marry a Jewish woman, if you go and say in his Bikadusha kohen, Zokti Gemara, then he's not allowed to go and marry this Bas Gerim because she's like a Bas Cholul Zocha, like a Chalola kohen. He's not allowed to marry Chalola, and you're telling me Bikadusha Osi kohen. Ilam Bikadusha Osi kohen, if you're telling me that as a result of the fact that Nebuch is a Ptzua Daka, he himself is Nischalel, then Loi Ochla, then also she cannot eat. The Amrinon Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol. According to Yehuda, Kahal Gerim Ikri Kol, and therefore when it says Layovi Ptsuadaka Bikal Hashem, that includes the Bas Gerim, the women from Geris, because they're also part of Kol. So he's not allowed to marry her. So either way, whether it's Alts his Kahuna, he's not allowed to go marry her because she's a Bas Ger, which is like a Bas Cholol, like a Cholola. And even if he does not, he's not considered to be a kohen. So forget about his kohen. He's just a regular Yisrael. I mean, he's a Ptzua Daka. And a Ptzua Daka is not allowed to go and marry Bekal Hashem. And Kal Gerim Ikri Kol. So therefore, a man of Shach, the Kedushin is going to be a Kedushi Aveira, and the Sun will be Nisui Aveira, and therefore they cannot go and eat. So Avadi cannot eat. So what's the Gemara Shaila?
If he doesn't have Kedusha as a kohen, how can he eat? If we're now basing it on his status, mm-hmm. and his status is that he doesn't have the kedusha of a kohen, then we're undermining his by that very argument.
I understand what you're saying. Let's see, take a look at the Rashi. Rashi here is in the middle of the a little bit past halfway down.
Right.
We have a shayla kohen to a daka mahu b'giyoyis. Is he allowed to go marry Giyaris?
Right.
Or la mikdushosi koyin and it's mutter. V'hocha, bein mikdushosi koyin. Koyin hanasa b'tzua daka. Bein mikdushos koyin koyin. Even if he remains in the full kedushas koyin. V'osir b'chol asuris lakuna. And he's not allowed to do all of those things that are osir to a koyin. For instance, not allowed to marry a grusha or chalutza. He's in his full kedusha. Bein la mikdushosi koyin. The in a Muslim lisa isha peguma. And he's not restricted from marrying an Isha Beguma. In other words, like if you have a Koyim that becomes a Cholol, he's no longer prohibited to go and marry a Grusha B'chalutza, because anyway he is Nischal. By becoming Chol, he has the same din as if he is a Ben Yisrael. So in a Muslim, he's an Isha Beguma. It's Layacha. Either way, she won't be able to eat. Why? So Drash. Even if you're Koyim, Layacha, Diyom, Amar, Bas Gir Zoch, Kibas Chol Zoch. She has the same status like a chalola, sorry, yochsin, and misachus kedushin. The kibin negushasi koy, if you say that he, the koyin, retains his status of a koyin, even though he's a ptsua daka, layochal, and she won't be able to eat. Domrin hari zu psula loy, vaso chalola bibiyosoy. She is possible to him, in other words, she's not allowed to go and marry him, because the bas ger is like a bas Cholol is prohibited to go and marry. Then, of course, Leochla. I don't understand, nothing to talk about. Eli might be allowed to say Koyin. You're telling me he doesn't have the status of a Koyin anymore. He's himself like a Chol because of the fact that he's Betzua Daka. Vein Asura Loi Mishum Kedushas Koyin. And therefore, the Koyin no longer is prohibited from marrying her, the Bas Geirim. And for Leochla Leochla, still she cannot eat. Shasura Loi Mishum Betzua Daka. The Amaskal Geirim Mekri Kohol. And as Rashi points out, look to the Behuda Rabbi Yossi, as well as Rabbi Zeman Yaakov that we're going to have shortly, is Beperek Asar Yochsin, both in Kedushin and as well in Perek Oro, as the Gemara is going to bring out shortly.
Can you answer my question though? If he doesn't have Kedusha, how can he eat from a...
So the Gemara doesn't address it, and perhaps the Gemara Taka holds that if he becomes a Ptzua Daka, maybe he becomes a Cholol, that he himself cannot eat Truma.
Okay.
And if he cannot eat Truma, then
he certainly cannot machol or Truma.
Exactly. So either way, whichever way you look at it, says the Gemara, If Rabbi Yochanan is asking Rabbi Oishia alibet Rabbi Yehuda, the answer is a clear no, that the Eishis Koyin Tzuadaka, the Tzuadaka Koyin who married a Basgerim, cannot eat Truma, period. Nothing to talk about. So what? Why did he lay past you? Why didn't he answer? Elamai vila Rabbi Yossi, we continue on. Maybe the Shaila was not according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was according to Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi hold? Bein b'kushosi koi, bein lab b'kushosi koi, say if the koyim tzudaka is considered to be a full-fledged koyin or not, ochla, she does eat b'truma. Now, why is that? B'kushosi koi, ochla, the omar, because Rabbi Yossi holds, af ger shenos giyoyres, bitoy k'sheira lekohuna. Even if on both sides, the husband and wife, or the father and the mother, are both gerim. He's a ger, she's a ger, they got married, they have a child. So now this is a big chiddush compared to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, bas ger zachar, which implies that only the father was a ger, but the mother was a Yisraelis, still disqualified, she cannot go and marry a kohen, even though she comes from Jewish blood, her mother was Jewish. Here we're saying, said Rabbi Yehuda, no, still disqualified, it's like a bas chol zohar, cannot go marry a kohen. Oh, so then you have the same thing over here now. Here you're talking about it's even, I don't want to say worse,
stronger.
Even stronger case. What's the stronger case? It's both a gir and gir is from both sides. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's okay. Bidik sher lakuna, she does not have the status of chololah, she does not have the status of zoinah, she can marry a kohen after all. So if that's the case, then there's nothing wrong with this marriage, and avada she can go and eat truma. If you're going to go and tell me he doesn't have his full degree of Kedusha because of the fact that he's a Betzua Daka, also Achla. Why does she Achla? The Omar Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kol. Because he holds Kahal Gerim Lo Yikri Kol. So there's nothing wrong with a Betzua Daka marrying a Gyoiris or a Bas Gerim from both sides. It was a perfect marriage. So therefore Achla. So if that was Rabbi Yochanan and Shaila to Rabbi Oishia talking about Rabbi Oishia, where the kedusha say loy kedusha say ach, Ella said the only question must be on liba the high tana. Did not a blaze ben Yaakov. This is the third tana that says isha bas gedim loy tenos in the kahuna, and isha bas gedim should not marry into kahuna. Now what is that definition of bas gedim? Ad shetehei ima meYisrael. Oh, if you have a bas ger where the father is a ger, and the mother, whoever, is a Yisraelis, then it's okay. So that's why, remember when we started off the Gemara Bas Gerim and you said it doesn't say Gioris, I told you the Gemara is going to discuss it according to all of these three mandiyamim, depends on who the parents are. Kodesh Blazim and Yaakov, as long as the mother is the Israelis, even the father is a ger, then it's okay, she can go and marry a kohen. So now the Shaila says, Kashrus mitoisviz ba the achla, oidilma kedusha mitoisviz ba v'loy achla. What does the Gemara mean? By the fact that she happens to be the daughter of a Yisraelis, of a Bas Yisrael, so then therefore she's more kosher, if you will, vis-a-vis the Koyin. And therefore when the Koyin marries her, everything is fine, even though she's a Bas Ger, but she's a Bas Yisraelis, and therefore it's kosher, and therefore she can eat Betruma, and that's great. Oidilma Kedusha Metoises Ba. Maybe she has so much Kedusha. What means Kedusha? Maybe Reb Lezer and Yaakov holds Kahal Gerim Ikri Kohol, that she's considered to be full-fledged part of Klal Yisrael. And if she's full-fledged part of Klal Yisrael, then a Betzua Daka is not allowed to go and marry her. And therefore, if he did marry her, we have now Kedusha Yaveira, and therefore V'lay Achla. And doesn't the Shaila, that would be a proper Shaila to go and ask, what would Reb Lezer and Yaakov hold by a Koyim Betzua Daka marrying such a Bas Gerim, where it's not Bas Gerim, but it's a Bas Ger and a Bas Yisrael, what would be the din with Ochla or Loi Ochla? The Gemara is not Poishit, at least Rav Oishia was not Poishit, Toshima, but now we're going to try to be Poishit from a Braisa of Rav Acha Bar Chinna. Toshima, he also Rav Acha Bar Chinna Midroima, he came from Doran, also Vaisa Masisa B'Yodah, he brought a Braisa with him, Minayim to Adaka, Koin Shinosa Bas Gerim, Shema Chila B'Truma. How do we know that he can be machil betruma? She never said the pasuk bekoyin ki nikne nefesh kinyan kasvoy hu yoichel boy. So now the question is, who is this Bryce addressing? According to which mandiyam? Lemay ilayim le Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about according to Rabbi Yehuda, who amar ben kudoshosi koy ben kudoshosi koy loyach. We already said before at the very beginning of this shaila, this back and forth, loyach. So obviously this braisa, when it says machila, is not Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yosi lama likra, ha'omer ben kishasi koi, ben lav kishasi koi, achla. It's a double parsha that achla. So we don't need a special pasik for. Elav the blazer min yachla. Now what is the drasha, what's the raya from this pasik? This pasik doesn't talk about tzuadaka, doesn't talk about skerim, just says koi kinik kin nefesh kin kin kaspay. Rashi says on the final line, there's an extra word nefesh. It could have simply said the koin kiyikne kinyan kaspoy. What does it have to say the word nefesh for? You see the last line. That Rabbi Yosli itzruch nefesh yeseda, kin amali el, the man of shach ochla. Like we said. So that nefesh comes to tell you that even though the koin is a ptsuadaka, he can be machel basgerim if he goes and marries her. So Timur allowed the blazer min Yaakov, shema minah, kashas itoisiv ba, the ochla, shema minah, because of the fact that only her father was a get. The mother was a bas Yisrael. Therefore, she can go and marry the koyin. And apparently, what the Gemara is concluding is that kahal gerim lo yikri kol, because kashrus itoisiv ba v'loy kedusha. So she remains part of the kahal gerim lo yikri kol. The ptuadak is allowed to marry her, and therefore ochla after all.
She cannot marry a koyin.
When you
don't care, it's kahal gerim.
It depends. If you hold Kal Gerim Ikri Kol, then a Ptsuadaka would not be able to go and marry into Klal Yisrael. If you hold Kal Gerim Ikri Kol, that Kol would include also Gerim. And if you hold Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kol, it would not include Gerim. And then the Ptsuadaka would be able to go and marry.
But what about a Kohen being married?
A regular Kohen, a healthy Kohen?
Yes.
A regular Kohen going and marrying a Bas Gerim or not?
Right.
That would be totally in this Machlokes over here. Where the Gemara talks about whether or not she has its status like a Bas Chol. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she has the status of Bas Chol, even though her mother was Jewish, but since the father was a Ger, Bas Ger Zochik, Bas Chol Zochik, and therefore it's prohibited, the Koy is not allowed to go marry such a half a Bas Gerim. According to Rabbi Yossi, no, it's no problem. Av Ger Shenosik Gioris, even if both the father and the mother are Gerim, Bitek Sher Lakuna, no problem, the Chachil is allowed to go and marry.
Well, it's surprising that we say, oh, there's a pasuk, therefore it can't be Rabbi Yosi. Many times we have a Tana who has an argument, and a pasuk is, you know, support. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a svara and he has a pasuk to support him, and we kind of like just rushed past that and said, well, therefore it can't be Rabbi Yosi, so it must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Could have been Rabbi Yosi too. Could have been Rabbi Yosi, and we had a pasuk. He had a pasuk to support his logic.
Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yosi, there is no shaila in the first place. Excuse me. Since Rabbi Yosi holds that there's no problem whatsoever with a koyin marrying a bas gerim, even though both sides happen to be gerbigers, so it's no different than a koyin marrying any bas yisrael.
I see, you don't need a pasuk whatsoever.
Yeah, so it's just like, I mean, how do you know that a koyin can go and be machel to his wife who's a bas yisrael? Because mm-hmm. The koyin can never give you a gasboy. But for that, I don't need the word nefesh. It would be enough to go and say the koyin ki yikne kinyan kasvei hu yoichel bay, that the Bas Yisrael is able to eat. By adding the word nefesh, we're saying not only the Bas Yisrael can eat, even the Bas Gerim can eat. Bas Gerim is no different than a Bas Yisrael. It's exactly the same according to Rabbi Yosi. So it must be according to Blaise Minyak. Okay, from here, the next Gemara is very straightforward. Itmar Rav Omar Yesh Chupal Epsulois Ushmul Omar Ein Chupal Epsulois. What does that mean? Let's see the top Rashi. Says Rashi Yesh Chupal Epsulois Koyin Godel Shehichnes Almona Bas Koyin Lechupa V'loibo Oleha. Our Mishnah focused on a case of Erisin and a case of Nisuin. The Erisin was Bikesef Ubishtar. Nisuin was Ayidei Bia. And she was Mishtameris Lebia Psula. Here we're talking about something in between called chuppah. Now what exactly is the status of chuppah? Is chuppah considered to be eiris and is considered to be nisun? You'll notice there's a fairly long toisis here on the side, and that toisis in fact quotes the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, where there's a machloikis whether or not chuppah has the status of eiris and nisun, and toisis therefore compares the two sugyas. Our Gemara doesn't go into any great depth. All the Gemara is asking is, chuppah is considered to be a prerequisite for Nizuin, that you don't write after Kesef and Shtar, go directly into Bia, even a year later, but rather that there's the Chuppah, Mesir al-Chuppah, and from the Chuppah, then after that you talk about having the Bia. Okay, so now what happens if you have such a Kedushei Aveira, like the Kohen Godel of our Mishnah, marrying the Almana, But now we're beyond the Erusin. We're not talking about Erusin. Rashi said to talk about it. There was no Kesef Kedushin whatsoever. They just went to Chuppah. What would be the effect regarding her ability to go and eat now Truma? So let's look quickly at the top. Rashi, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais. Koyin Golo Shehichnis Almona Bas Koyin L'Chuppah. She was a Bas Koyin. So until now she was able to go and eat from the Truma de Beinasha. And he was Machlis her to the Chuppah. V'loi Bo Oleh, but there was no beer. Umikar Nami Le'Kitch, and he didn't do Erusin either. Afilahachi Pasla Mitruma de Beinasha, the Chuppah Kiknisas Be'ile Damya. Chuppah is, it's like the beginning of Bia, even though there was no Bia yet, and there might not ever be a Bia, as she said, the ball out, but the Chuppah is considered to be as a hachana for the Bia, and therefore, just like we said, according to a mayor, Yemeshtameris Labia Psula, even by the Erisin stage, that was already enough to go and Aser and say that it's Aser, so the Chuppah, the Choyr is even a closer stage. But notice there was no Erisin because he didn't go and give any money. Ushmul Amar Ein Chuppah L'Psulais. No, there's no such thing as a Chuppah L'Psulais, and therefore it does not passel her from eating the Truma de Beinasha. So even though she is an Almana, he is a Kohen Gadol, they stood under the Chuppah together, but nevertheless, since there was no Erisin, there was not yet Nisuin, nothing has happened, Ein Chuppah L'Psulais, and therefore she can continue eating Truma de Beinasha. Now the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent. And Omeshmul, Omoydeli Abba betinoikis bechusim ibas sholishonim v'yim echad hoyu ve'in labia ein lechupa. But Abba is moided to me. Who is Abba?
Rav.
Why is Rav called Abba?
Abba Rechta.
Okay, so let's look.
Really his name? What is really his name?
Okay, so look at Rashi, the third line. Omoydeli Abba is of Rashi. Mishim dekoshish minei. Currently, Abba, because he was an older figure, so therefore, out of respect and reverence, Kimoy Loshin Nisi'i V'Rabi, instead of V'Rabi, he referred to him as my father. L'Havdol Alfei Havdolos, even by the Goyim, they refer to a pastor, they refer to him as father. So, L'Havdol. So, here too, the Gemara is telling us that Shmuel referred to Rav as his father, not that he really was his father, they weren't related, but since he was the senior citizen, he was the elderly sage, he referred to him Abba, B'derech Kovet, like his Rebbe. However, Tois is down below, respectfully disagrees, also with reverence to Rashi. Om Shmuel Moideli Abba, you see the Tois is there.
Right,
Loin Kemoshe Pish, Bekuntris, Loshin Chashivas, Kachayish Moshe Rav, his name was Abba. Kedepish Ba'orach Ba'erach Abba, Kedemina Mebrachas, in the Gemara Masechta Brachas talks about Ilu Maisi, Ardla Bizlaili Abba, wouldn't he still go and eat now? The Gemara is talking about over there, would you allow to continue eating when you already had Das to go and bench? Do you have to make a new bracha or not? So he said if they would bring a dessert in the form of Ardalaya, because Laili Abba, Abba meaning to Rav, wouldn't he eat that for part of his dessert, for his kompot? Rav Kahana di Omar, Tomi Pume de Abba, Kidleitoam Tavshila. That's when Rav Kahana was underneath the marital bed of Rav, and he said about Rav, Kidleitoam Tavshila. So he referred to him as Abba. He's not talking to him in reverence, that his name was Abba. Obereishes Geznami, his name was Abaricha. So therefore, it's a bissel shver why Rashi says it was because of the term of reverence. The reason is because his name is Abba. Well, it could be that Rashi, of course, knew of these other Gemaras. Rashi, of course, knew. If you look at all those Gemaras, you'll see there's a Rashi on the Amid. So Rashi, of course, knew about all the Gemaras. Maybe what was bothering Rashi is how did he go and refer to Rav, who was the Gadol Hador, and Shmuel looked up to Rav, how did he refer to him by his first name, by the name Abba? Hey, you should call him Reb Abba. You should have called him Echweis Rabbeinu Abba. How did you just call Abba at first name? The answer is because he didn't use Abba as his surname, as referring to him by his first name. He's referring to him as Abba, as my father, as like Avinu Malkeinu. But we're talking about, in that respect, he called him Abba. He didn't call him Abba in the respect of Abba, my friend, but Abba, the great sage, the great Rebbe, like Moira Verabi, he called him Abba.
We see many times Tanaim will say Akiva go back to Nigoyim and Olos. And Shmuel wasn't just a student; he was also he was a peer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they argue. They
for sure,
so,
for sure.
So to call him Abba, I understand if Shmuel was a teenager, mm-hmm, and Rav was a senior statesman, an elderly man.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were peers basically. So to call him Abba, mm-hmm, is not so unusual in Shas, like. Tarfin.
So you're happy with Tois,
100%.
The question is, what was the Midrashi? The Heilige Rashi says that the reason why he called him Abba is because Koshish Minei. So it could be the reason is because Rashi is trying to tell us that Shmuel gave so much respect for Rashi that when he called him Abba, don't think he called him Abba because that was his first name. Obviously, Rashi knew about all these Gemaras, but he's saying he called him as a term of reverence because Shmuel held of Rav so greatly. After all, the Gemara says, occasionally Rav Tanu Pali, but the Gemara number says about Shmuel Tanu Pali. So even though Shmuel was a contemporary of Rav, but Rav was still a cut above, if you will, before Shmuel. And therefore Shmuel respected Rav so much, he said, oh, Mantatakim Yetzteran, this is my father, the father figure, Rav. Okay, anyway, Machloik is Rashi and Toises, or maybe it's not a Machloik, it's Rashi, he's just adding to the Toises. But Halacha L'maisa, what are we talking about? Let's get to substance. If you're talking about a baby, a girl who's less than 3 years in a day, as we'll see in the Gemara, in a moment the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah from the Sechzis Nida, that a girl less than three is considered to be Lav Bas Bia, because Psuleh Choizrin, and therefore it's not, she's not Roy Labia, Mashin Kin Lekabeye Zohar, you say it's the age of nine. Neither of them, of course, have Deya, because we're talking about, in this case, a baby, and even a 9 year old is a cotton. We're just talking about whether they're Bnei Bia or not. So since the Mishnah, as we're going to see in a moment, that if you're less than 3 years in a day, Ein Labia, then Ein Lechupa. So even Rav would agree that if you have a Kohen Gadol who is marrying an almana, can you imagine? You have a 2.5 year old baby who is already an almana. Now, of course, this is a very rare situation, but of course it is, practically speaking, it is possible. How is it possible? A little ketana on her own cannot go and accept kesef kedushin and all the rest because she's still ketana. However, if she has a father, the father can accept. The father can accept kedushin for a baby even when the baby's a baby. Maybe you have to wait until 30 days old, so it shouldn't be a navel. But fine, but after that, is already capable of being married, and Nebuch, the husband to whom she is married, is capable of dying, and Nebuch, he passed away. So Nebuch, you could have a baby of 2.5 years old, theoretically, who's an alman. And now you have a Kohen Gadol who wants to go and live with her. He's not ready for Bia yet, but he goes and takes a chuppah. It would be somewhat comical. You go and see a beautiful canopy, a beautiful chuppah. On the one hand, you have the Kohen Gadol. He's not wearing a Shemoyne Begodim. He's outside the Beis HaMikdash. He's not doing Avoida. He probably had a very aristocratic, royal appearance as the Kohen Gadol. And here you have a little baby of 2.5, and he is proposing to her, so to speak, here underneath the chuppah.
So if she's getting married again, if she's eligible for marriage, it has to be for her mother or brothers because she's Yosom of a Chayav.
Very good point.
So it's already a Kedushin Derabanan type thing already.
Absolutely. So now the question is, would that hassle her from eating truma because she's going to eventually engage in a Bia Psula, right? Because she's an Almana, this is a Kohen Gadol. Nevertheless, in the Gemara, Shmuel says that even Rav would agree that if they had a chuppah, he says, als meaningless is gunisht mit gunisht. Why? Because had the Kohen done an Abia with her, that Bia would not have any halachic effect or validity. So the chuppah also has no effect or validity. What do you mean that if he had a Bia? After all, they live together intimately mit Bia. What are you talking about, gunisht? Yeah! Amarav afanani dam tanina. I'll show you the Mishnah Maseches Nida. The minimum for a girl is 3 years and a day. Miskadesh is Bibia, you can be Makadesh her Bibia. In other words, Kesef Shtar Bibia, if she's 3 years old in a day, Miskadesh is Bibia. However, if she's less than that, not Miskadesh Bibia. Vimbo Aleha Yavam, if a Yavam would go, Yavam Yavi Aleha, Gona, then it's a good Kenyan. This 3 year old baby, if somebody else would go and live with her, since she is quote unquote a married woman. Exactly, we'd get to give Mrs. Bezdin, depending on whether an Ashes Koyin or whether it's a Aderson or Nisuan, the Gabu would be Chenik or the Bisreifa or the Skila, but Mrs. Bezdin for sure. Umatamas Bial, the Tamim Mishkev Tachtun Ke Elyoin. If she was a Nida,
she couldn't get skila.
We're talking about the husband.
The Boel, the presumed person who wants to be the perpetrator.
He would get Mishamishi, 100%. Umatamas Biala, Letami Mishkev Tachtoin Ki Elyon.
It's much later.
She does become a Nida.
Well, she could, theoretically, if she is Pratis Nida at this time, right? She says, Nidi. It's true that most girls do not have Nida blood at a very young age, but
theoretically it's possible.
Well, she hasn't brought shimanim and whatever. How could it be nida blood?
Dr. Diamond told us when we learned Mesechus Nida before the Sima Shas, he said there are cases where girls are born and they're bleeding. They bleed.
Yeah, but that's
from menstrual blood. We're not talking about blood that are cut.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Diamond said, yeah, we learned it in Mesechus Nida. Dr. Diamond said, he's a pediatrician. He said.
Exactly right.
He said so.
Exactly. So the
But she the chuppah now when she's 2 and a half is not valid, but correct. She shomeris will be a psula. Eventually, she'll return if life comes on.
So let's wait until we get.
Okay.
Anyway, so in the meantime, the Gemara says, "In bal le'yavim kana v'chiyavim l'shemayishesish umetamis b'yalu l'tamim mishkev tachtin k'elyan." If the boyel who lives with her, even her husband, and she is poydus nida again from 3 years old and older, she has the status of being a nida for purposes of that. If the boyel went and lived with her, then he becomes tamei, like it says in the pasuk, "Usehi nidasa olav." Now the question is, how far does that go? It says the Gemara, "The tamei mishkev tachten kelyan." Now, what does that mean? The tachten kelyan, that with regabe a nida or a zav or a zava, there's a din of medris. What means medris? That if he or she, the zav or the zava or the nida, are, for instance, lying on a bed, and we all know the halacha of the 10 mattresses or the 10 covers underneath them, that all of them become tamei, to the point that even the bottom one becomes tamei, and it has a tumma of an av hatumma. What means an av hatumma? That if a unsuspecting person comes and touches that 10th blanket or 10th underneath, that it's matame even odom v'kelim. That is if you're talking about the mishkev tachtoim. Then there's something known as a mishkev elyon. Mishkev elyon means what happens if that same person that we're talking about, the nido or the zav, etc., they had on top of them 10 blankets, because it was a very cold winter night, and they had 10 blankets on top of them. Not underneath, on top. Those also all become tameh. However, they only get the status of a vlada tameh, rishon tameh, and not an avatum. Since it's only a rishon tameh, it's only matameh, mashkin, and not odom v'kelim. That's when you're talking about the nida herself. The boel nida, he gets downgraded just one level. And that is that when he lies down on a bed after having been boiled the nida, all of his mishkavos underneath him, his tachtoin, becomes like the elyoin of the nida or the zav, that it's not metame odem v'kelim, it's only metame oichlun umashim. Fine. So he's masber rashi. We continue on. This is l'koyin. What happens if this three-year-old Bas Yisrael married a kohen? Everything is legitimate. Everything is fine. Okay, with the truma, because after three, the bia works like the Mishnah began. Miskadesh is with bia, and then bo le yovim kana. So she's a married. She's now Mrs. Cohen, and therefore she needed truma. Bo ale echem mikol psulim. If unfortunately any one of the psulim, Rashi says, for instance, a cholul, a nosin, or a mamzer, or for that married an almona le kohen god. Let's Rashi on the bottom. Pasla, and she becomes now a pasla. Pasla means that from now on she will no longer be able to go and eat truma, even truma de Beinasha, because she become nischalilila, because she's over 3 years old, so she's a basbia, and if she was an amana married a kohen gadol, she becomes nischal. That's the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is medayik. Ba shalashon v'yemechad hu de mifsala bebiya. And because she becomes mifsala bebiya, she'll also become mifsala bechupa. Why is she going to become mifsala b'chuppa? So Rashi says, because chuppa is very close to bia. If you look at Rashi, afanan nami tnina, it's the second narrow line. Afanan nami tnina, the ain b'yasa, b'yislasa, the bia doesn't passel if she's less than three. V'kime ain b'yasa, b'yislasa, koshkein, the ain chuppasa, b'yislasa. Why? The chashivas chuppa ain't elamishim shikroiva lebiya. The chuppa on its own really doesn't have that chashiva. It's only because it's achana, it's the last step before bia. The hecha the bia loy chashiva, koshkin chuppa, then the chuppa is also not chashiv, which addresses your question that you had before. But we're not talking about bia, we're talking about the chuppa. So what the Gemara is telling us is that even Rav would agree that if this girl is less than 3 years old, just like had they had a bia, it would not rise to the level to pasul. Why? Because the Mishnah there only says, "Bo lecha echem mikol apsulim pasul ba," because she was a bashul l'shem v'yemechad. Who the mifsul of a bia? However, Chusri b'ashol v'shem yechad loy mifsel abiyah. If loy mifsel abiyah, then kol shkein l'mifsel nabi b'chuppah, because chuppah is only a hachana. It's only a derivative. It's not the thing itself. Shema minos. From this we would see that ein hachanami Shmuel is right. That Rav would agree to Shmuel if you had a tanoikis less than 3 years old. Since there's no biyah, there's no chuppah, and we're not passler from going and eating truma for the future. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi.
But in the case of a chuppah of a 2.5-year-old girl in such a remote situation,
yes,
since time will pass,